Macmillan Audio presents The Lemur by Benjamin Black. Read for you by John Keating.
Chapter 1. Glass Houses. The researcher was a very tall, very thin young man, with a head too small for his frame, and an Adam's apple the size of a golf ball. He wore rimless spectacles, the lenses of which were almost invisible, the shine of the glass giving an extra luster to his large, round, slightly bulging black eyes. A spur of blonde hair sprouted from his chin, and his brow, high and domed, was pitted with acne scars. His hands were slender and pearly pale, with long, tapering fingers. A girl's hands, or at least the hands a girl should have. Even though he was sitting down, the crotch of his baggy jeans sagged halfway to his knees. His none-too-clean T-shirt bore the leg-end, "Life sucks and then you die." He looked about 17, but must be, John Glass guessed, in his late 20s at least. With that long neck and little head and those big shiny eyes, he bore a strong resemblance to one of the more exotic rodents, though for the moment Glass could not think which one. His name was Dylan Riley. Of course, Glass thought, he would be a Dylan.
So, Riley said, you're married to Big Bill...